What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
An homage to Prince. 4 years ago today, we lost Prince. Remember that day vividly on the show. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We always like when we catch up with Ben Troop, former Titans tight end, and he is on the line with us now, part of Pigskin Radio. Ben, how you doing? Good afternoon.
And thanks for having me. Looking forward to chatting with you guys.
So how have things been the last 6 weeks in your world?
I got a different appreciation for these teachers, man. You know, for all the complaining we be doing about, you know, I mean, daddy ain't as smart as I thought I was. I mean, I'm happy that don't nobody get to see me trying to do this algebra or whatever. You know, my kid's eight. I was like, daddy, what is this? I'm like, you better email your teacher. It's going to get rough around here.
So you have an eight-year-old son or daughter?
I have a 8-year-old daughter, and you know, the thing about it is I mean, most of the stuff she give me, I said, oh yeah, daddy can do that. And then she said, well, daddy, with these compound fractions, I said, daddy don't do fractions, daddy don't do decimals, and that seems to be all you doing. So let me just call your teacher personally. I can't do this emailer back and forth. I can't wait.
I feel your pain. I have an 8-year-old son, so I've been there with you on that. Can you talk to us about? Well, let's just start with the draft here. Before I get into that question. So what was 2004 like for you? The Titans drafted you in the second round. What was the whole process like for you leading up to the draft and then going through it?
It was extremely humbling because, it's not as much access like you have with these young men now. But, you know, me being 21 years old and naive, I was the first of my kind for everything. You know, I take it all the way back to recruiting, going to the University of Florida. I didn't come from a high school that had a bunch of recruits. So me, Carlos Rogers that went to Auburn, and Isaac West that went to Furman, we were the first of our kind. So when the draft came, I really took my advice from my agent, Joel Siegel. I mean, he told me I would go between pick 20 and 40. And all I heard was the 20. Obviously, I didn't hear the 40 part. But it was exciting, but it was still one of those. You're living in an unknown type place, man, because there's no one like you. I'm from a small town of Swainsboro, Georgia, so it's not as if we're putting out NFL talent year in and year out. But I enjoyed it. But looking back on it was still a lot of unknown, because until you hear that phone ring, man, it's a nervous place to be in.
I want to know, I think you're the perfect guy to ask this, because when you came in, Frank Wycheck's career had just ended here, and Frank Wycheck obviously was a great tight end in this market and for the organization, and you had to replace him. Jonnu Smith is going through the same thing, where Delanie Walker has been a great tight end in this market for a long time, and now Jonnu Smith is going to move into that role. What is it like whenever you move into that role, whenever you've had somebody that you know, you're now in the place of, that left quite the mark in the organization and with the fan base?
I think the biggest thing is just trying to create your own identity. That was one of the first questions I got with my introductory press conference, and being you here to replace Frank Wycheck. And the funny thing about it, the first Titan I met when I came into the facility was Aaron Kinney. I didn't meet Frank Wycheck until I went on a Titans caravan, and he was in a limo. I think we was headed to Memphis or something like that. But I would just tell Jonnu, I understand I can't do what Frank Wycheck did. Just like Jonnu, he can't do, you know, what Delanie did. You got to create your own identity, but use what these people taught you, man. I mean, use what you can learn from an Aaron Kinney, from a Delanie Walker. But understand that, you know, the thing about this Titans, I mean, I didn't think I would see a Titan as good as Frank Wycheck, that Delanie Walker comes in. So big shoes to fill, but understand, man, you know, just walk on your own and just enjoy the process.
I know you're down in Georgia, and I know we've talked to you in the past. I don't know how much you actually get to watch of the Titans. I know the Titans and Falcons played last year, but if you have put your eyes on Jonnu Smith a little bit through your tight end eyes, what do you see out of him?
Oh, man. I mean, he can do it all. I mean, the thing about Jonnu, man, I mean, they're very athletic after the catch. I mean, the thing is, most of the time when you see screens thrown, you see them thrown, you know, you see them thrown to a receiver, and the tight ends are the one blocking. You got A.J. Brown and those guys. They're out there blocking for Jonnu. I think, you know, I remember him coming out of college and understanding that this guy has tremendous ability, and he's very fluid as an athlete. The thing about him is, I mean, no waste of motion with everything he does, but, you know, just have to become a complete tight end. I mean, obviously, you're going to have to block, for that mutant back there, at that running back, you know, with Derrick Henry, but if he can just add some little nuances to his game, I mean, he don't need my help, man. This young man, you know what I mean, as they say, he went to the man pool and he dove in.
We're talking to Ben Troop, former Titans tight end, now a guy that breaks down a lot of things football-wise from where he sits, and we always enjoy getting some football knowledge from him. We've talked to him many times over at SEC Media Days. We talked to him after the draft last year in Nashville. So, Ben, as you break down the draft with your colleagues right now, what do you think, what's the biggest storyline in your mind that you're most curious to see in this first round?
Oh, man. I'm really, really serious to see how many quarterbacks going to go in the first round. For some reason, with all, you know, obviously Joe Burrow is going to go number one, and then you hear about, you know, obviously Tua and, you know, and Herbert and these guys. I want to see, if somebody, going to take a risk on a guy like Jalen Hurts. Obviously, Jordan Love and those guys, because we get so caught up in the Derrick Browns of the world, and you got a plethora of receivers. But I want to see how many quarterbacks are really going to go, because as you guys know, I mean, you know, when it comes to quarterback playing in the NFL, you got elite play, and it's a huge drop-off. Doesn't mean those other guys can't play, but everybody's searching for that next great quarterback. And I'm really curious to see how many guys will end up going in the first round, because I can't even deal with these mock drafts at this point.
I don't think any of us can. We're worn out from mock drafts by this time for sure. But, Ben, you know this. Every national show you turn on is discussing the strategy based on the circumstances with the injury, the environment we're in with the inability to get all the information that like with Tua. So where do you see Tua going? If you were, say, the Dolphins, would you go after him, make sure you got him? How do you feel about him going forward?
Oh, I feel great about him. I understand that, injury situation, is obviously going to be on everybody's mind. But when it comes to injury, it's not a matter of if, but when. Everybody's going to get injured. And the thing about Tua, yes, I mean, he's not the biggest guy, but the whole thing about it is this. I mean, I go back to Jake Locker when he went to the Titans. I mean, if you're going to drop in the draft and you're only dropping from 1 to 5, that just shows you the type of talent Tua has. I like Joe Burrow, but Tua is the best quarterback in the draft. I mean, Joe Burrow had a season of the ages, but Tua is about as rock solid as a gig. You're going to have to get him, and he's not going to play right away, obviously, but I feel great about Tua, man. I mean, I don't believe in sure things when it comes to the NFL. It is a crapshoot, but if Tua Tagovailoa can't help your organization and you draft him in the top 10, I mean, I would question you as a GM, and I would definitely question your scouts.
Ben Troop is with us, former Titans tight end, Florida tight end, as well. How much, just in general, have you seen that tight end position change since you played?
Oh man, it's become the tight end for the offense is kind of what the outside linebacker did for defense. It's the new edge position. I mean, obviously, you know, I played with Antonio Gates and Tony Gonzalez, but then this guy named Gronk came along and he took it to another level. Then you got Travis Kelce, George Kittle, and, you know what I'm saying, and Zach Ertz and those guys. I think it's getting back to, you know, you really can run your offense, your passing game through these guys. And obviously these guys are built to go out there and, catch the football when you look at their makeup. But I love it. I love the fact that, I mean, Thaddeus Moss kind of like the best story, one of the best stories. I mean, obviously the son of Randy Moss, he goes, well, listen, I got to live in these shoes. The last thing I want to do is play receiver. Let me put on, let me eat a couple more hamburgers, man, and get up to 250 and play tight end. So but I'm loving it, though. I'm loving it for these guys coming into the league. I'm loving the direction these guys currently in the league are taking it, and I'm looking to see these guys take it to an even higher level.
Do you think that it's essentially two positions in one, the blocking tight end, the receiving tight end, and they're not really, you can't really do both, or you can do both, but you're not really seeing most guys do both. You just kind of have one that's the receiving tight end and one's the blocking tight end.
It used to be like that. And I think, I think, I think, uh, I think three guys that really helped the position, like kind of, you know, kind of show that you could have three guys, was back when Philadelphia did win the Super Bowl, when they had Brent Celek, you know, they had Ertz, they had Trey Burton, and they kind of treat the tight end position how they do running backs, man. You're doing it by committee, but you don't want to be a one-trick pony. You don't want to be that guy that, like, I love Jimmy Graham. I love him as a tight end, but when he played for New Orleans, they're either running the ball away from him or they throwing the football. And that, you know, you don't want to tip off your offensive game plan. I think these guys are taking pride. The best all-around tight end in the league is George Kittle. The best tight end in the league is Travis Kelce. And George Kittle, he can do it all. And you actually play better as a receiver, man. When you actually block better, it actually makes you play better as a whole. I think these guys are adopting more of a blocking mentality because we know they want to get out there and catch the rock.
When you hear all the conversation with college football and potentially either not playing on time or not having fans, potentially playing two seasons in the calendar year of 2021, how do you think all that would work, or do you think it would work?
I don't think it would work for the simple fact that, you know, it's easy to make decisions when you ain't got to be the one implementing it. I mean, we're talking about 17 to 24-year-olds that are still trying to find their way in life, let alone play football. And I understand football runs America. It's definitely college football. But you don't put that much on a young man who's just trying to figure out life. And the whole thing about it is I understand that football runs us, and this is what we love. But if you can't find a way to get it done without putting these young men's life at risk and their health at risk, don't do it. I'm not going to like it if it goes away for 1 year. But if it means the betterment and, you know, healthy and safety of these young men, I'm all for it because, you know, you can't look at it because it's not me, they'll be fine. I don't appreciate what the coach, you know, Oklahoma State said when he said these guys are young. When you just implement the plays, they have to go out and execute it. Find a way to get it done. Keep these guys out of harm's way.
Last thing, Ben, you played with Brad Hopkins, B-Hop, at the end of his career. Have you got a chance to look at his kid, Bryson, out of Purdue? And as a tight end, what do you make of him?
You know what's funny? I mean, I found myself watching more Iowa football because I knew B-Hop's son played. I like it, man. I think, I mean, obviously he's still going to be a project. He's going to have to be a guy that's going to have to really, really be coached. He's going to have to be able to take coaching, really take criticism. But, I mean, obviously, I mean, he got the bloodline, you know. And one thing about B-Hop, man, you guys know, man, B-Hop was an athlete. He didn't mind telling you, I just play tackle now. I mean, I'm an athlete out here. And obviously, you know, his son obviously got that bloodline. But I like what I see from him. I think a team, if a team does take a chance on him, man, I definitely think he'll be a guy kind of like Jonnu Smith, man. You come in, learn under a veteran tight end, like just like I had to do when I came in to learn under Aaron Kinney. I think you'll be just fine.
Well, good stuff. Ben, really appreciate the visit. As always, continue to be safe, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Appreciate it.
All right, that is Ben Troop, former Titans tight end. They drafted him in the second round back in the 2004 draft, and he talks a lot of college football these days, and we do appreciate him joining us. When we come back, we'll start the final hour. Willie got a chance to catch up with Predators' Victor Arvidsson. We will hear that conversation and discuss some things we hear in that to kick off the final hour of Darren Donick and Chase. That's next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.